words of wisdom. Video conference with Supreme Master Qinghe, Global Warming, SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change will be presented in English and Mongolian, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaksis, or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish.
Бүх Тэнгэрийн Монгол орны өргөн удам үргэлжлэх онгон зилүүд газар нутаг илгэсэг сэтгэлтэй ард түмнэрээ адислэгдсэн ер бусын үдэстэй орон юм а. Байгалийн төрөх байдал, цаг үрийн хувьд олон ялгаатай мөнх цас дориглуудаас ахуулаад зүлэг ногоон тал өргөн их говь цөлийг хамардаг. Эрт үеэс өдийг хүртэл байгальтайгаа зохицсон амьдардаг нүүдэлчин амьдралын ёс жайг нь зуун зууныг дамжин үргэлжилжээ. Тус улсын олон үндэстэн ястнуудаас төрөн гарсан гоёмсог Монгол үндэсний хувцас, соёл заншил, үндэсний урлаг нь улсын нандин өв хөрөнгө юм байна. Сүүлийн хэдэн 10 жилд 2.5 сая гаруй хүн амтай олон зүйлийн ургамал амьтны нутаг болох Монгол орн нь цаг үеийн өөрчлөлтүүд болох цөлжилт, гангачиг, эрсдэл уур амьсгалын хүчтэй нөлөөнд автаад байгаа юм байна. Төвс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхэ, Монгол дахь нийгэмлэгийн гишүүд гариг дэлхийн байдалд сэтгэл зовнож дэлхийн дулаарл цаг үеийн өөрчлөлтийн тулгымцсан асуудлах Сорос олон улсын хурлыг тус улсын нийслэл Улаанбаатар хотын соёлын төвөргөнд мигмар гарагт зохион байгуулжээ. 1-р сарын 27-нд болсон энэхүү хурлд 1000 гаруй зочид тэдгэрийн дотор хэдэн зуун нөлөө бүхий хүмүүс олон байгууллагуудын тэргүүнүүд оролцжээ. Хуралд оролцсон чухал албаны хүмүүсийн дунд улсын их хурлын гишүүн Б. Батбаяр, Монгол улсын ерөнхий сайд Асан Думагийн Соднум, Монгол улсын нийслэлийн засаг даргын орлогч Даваа Доржийн Гамбол, Шинжлэх ухааны академийн дэд ерөнхийлөгч доктор Батуулдын Их Төвшин, ерөнхийлөгчийн зөвлөх Самдангийн Цэдэн Дамбаа, ерөнхий сайдын гадаад харилцаа хариуцсан зөвлөх Очин Однар хуралд оролцсон байна. Хурлын хүндэт зочин болох Төвс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхай уг хурлыг найрсгаар хүлээн авч оролцож, шууд дүрсээр харилцан үзэгчдийн асуултанд хариулсан байна. Шинжлэх ухааны баримтаар нотлогдоод байгаа цаг үеийн өөрчлөлтөөс үүссэн манай дэлхийн ноцтой нөхцөл байдал ба шуурхай арга хэмжээ авах шаардлагын үүднээс Төвс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхай сүүлийн 20 жилд дэлхийд аянд түгэж байсан жухал захиасанда бид цагаан холтон байх ёстой бөгөөд бид байгалийн нөөцийг хинэж амьдрах ёстойг батдгын хэлж байла. Монгол улсын ерөнхийлөгч намбрын их хоёр хуралд онцгой жуух бичгээ илгээсэн нь хурлын онцлох үйл явдал болсон юм. Тухайн үед ерөнхийлөгч гадаадад айлчлалаар явсан байсан учраас уг албан ёсны мэдчилгээг түүний зөвлөх Самдангийн Цэдэн Дамбаа үзэгчдэд хүргэсэн юм. Тус үйл ажиллагааг 22 хэвлэл мэдээллийн төлөөлөгчд оролцсон түүний дотор гол сонингууд болох Үнэн, Зууны мэдээ, Монголын мэдээ, мөн FM 105.5, TVS, Монголын үндэсний телевизийн MM агентлаг, Игэл телевизүүд байсан байна. FM 105.5, TVS болон Supreme Master телевизүүд уг хурлыг үзэгчдэд шууд дамжууллаа. Дэлхийн дулаарлын хурлын дараагаар төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхай дэлхийд орлогоороо тэргүүлж буй Шувууд миний амьдралд химэх номны Монгол-Орс хэл дээрх хувилбаруудын нээлтийн ёслолын ажиллагаа явагдсан юм. Дараа нь дэлхийн ээжид зориулсан онцгой хүндэт зочин төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхайг урьж оролцуулсан тансаг сайхан тоглолт тавигдсан билээ. Та бүхэндээ одоо Монгол Улсын нийслэл Улаанбаатар хотод 2009 оны 1 сарын 27-нд болсон төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхайг урьж оролцуулсан дэлхийн дулаарлын цаг үеийн өөрчлөлтийн тулгымдсан асуудлаарх СОС олон улсын видео хурлыг давтан төлөвлөх гэж байна.
The next questioner is Gurrakcha Tsirksurun, principal of high school number 1 and biology teacher.
Төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чанхай таны ариун гэгэн өндөр дээд оюун ухааныг бишрэн шүтэж явдгаа илэрхийлье. Таны хэлсэн ярьсан бичсэн зүйл байгалийн шинжилх ухааны агуу их ухаанд одоо үнссэн байдаг гэж боддог. Хүн төрлөختөн махан хоолыг олон мянган жил хэрэгэлсэн учраас хүний удамшил гэнт нь нөлөөлсөн болов уу гэж бодож байна. Ийм учраас хичнээн одоо ухуулах сурталчилгааны ажлыг хийлээч гэсэн цаг хугацаа алдаж үр дүн муу байна. Тиймээс орчин үеийн шинжлэх ухааны технологийн өөр ямар аргыг хэрэглэж хүн төрөлхтнийг махан хоолноос богино хугацааны дотор татгалзахад хүргэж болох вэ?
Dear Master, I would like to express my deepest gratitude to you for your humanitarian and compassionate work. Humans have genetically inherited a habit of meat eating since thousands of years, and it seems to be difficult to change this habit in a relatively short period of time. The awareness raising and advertisements are employed in order to convince people to quit meat. However, the result is slow, yet the time is so short. Is there any way to eradicate this meat-eating habit by using modern science and technology?
Principal Shevek Soren, how do we do that? You think we can inject, give them a drug and then they stop eating the meat? That we will not do. I think that will be forbidden by law. Because people have free will that even God and Buddha do not want to limit. You see, we have to reason to people and tell them why and the cause of it and the importance of stopping eating meat when they know about it. People are not bad. They just don't know. They just not have the time to do research. Even governments do not have time to do research on this because we did not suspect that such a long tradition could be wrong, you see. Only now, when the planet starts heating up, then we begin to do research about the harmful effect of meat diet. So, we all know that it's hard to quit this, but it's harder to lose our planet. It's harder to lose this only home for our children. If we have a choice to exchange that piece of meat for the whole planet and all the lives and everything else on the planet, all the comfort and the invention, all the life that we're having, is worth it. But people must know why. They must be informed. So we just return to our true noble self, the Buddha nature self, if people know what it is, why they should stop eating meat. I think they will stop right away if they know. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Supreme Master, for so enlightening wisdom.
Thank you.
Our next questioner is Batsakhin Khashvat, Vice President of Union of Mongolian Students.
Сайн байцгаана уу ингээд их өгшө хүн төрөлхтний төлөө хийж байгаа энэ хүнстэн
амжилтэрэн одоо мэдчилж байна. За уур амьсгалын өөрчлөлтийг бууруулахад эргэн бүр залуу хүн бүр оролцох хэрэгтэй гэдэг бол бид бүхэн бүгдээрээ мэдж байна. За дэлхийн өнөөдөр энэ маягаар явбал бидэнд учрах хор аюулыг ч гэсэн бид бүхэн бас хамтдаа мэдэрч энэ танхимд сууж байна. Гэхдээ дэлхийн ертөнцийг аврах цагаан хоолтон болохоос өөрийн боломжууд байдаг талаар та бас тодорхой хэлж өгөх хүсье. За би өөрөө бас цагаан хоолтон болъё гэж бодож явдаг. Гэвч надад бол тийм орчин үнэхээр бас бүрдэж өгөхгүй байна. Тийм учраас улс орны удирдахчдыг үүнд уриалахад бид хэрхэн яаж оролцвол амжилтанд хүрэх юм боломж байна вэ? Ер нь одоо энэ уриалга үйл ажиллагааны ард бас ямар нэгэн шашны үйл ажиллагаа байгаа юу? Энэ талаар бас би тодруулж асуумаран их хөвч та энэ тал дээр бас санаа хэлхийг хүсье. Та танд бас баярлалаа.
Good evening everyone.
Good evening.
We know that every citizen and every young person of this world has a duty to contribute in the efforts for neutralizing the climate change. We understand the danger that is threatening us if the world continues the way it is now. But is there any other way to save the world except for becoming vegetarian? If there is, what it is? I tried to become a vegetarian myself, but my environment is still not so conducive for that. What should we do in order to succeed and convince the leaders of our nation? Is there any religious ideology and theory behind this campaign and activities? Please tell us your opinion, Supreme Master.
Young Mr. Cuthbert, I am impressed by your efforts as a young man who tried to improve yourself and help our world. The first step is vegetarian. Again and again. I'm sorry, if I have other solution, I would have told you, and we don't need this conference. Because vegetarian is the quickest and most effective and long-lasting forever. And it will halt the global warming right where it is, and it will even improve our world. Our world will become better because of the loving energy that we generate. Being vegetarian stops the killing circle and reduces greenhouse gases most quickly. Planting trees, green technology, sustainable energy, etc., etc., can help also. But it takes longer time and it's not karmically effective. We can maybe use a green technology or riding bicycle forever, banish all the cars. But that's not enough, as I have told you before. Being vegetarian, we stop 80% of global warming. The greenhouse gases, we stop. So, vegetarian. I mean vegan. But everything else we can try. We have to be frugal in any case. But we don't have time to even develop technology, even if there is such thing as a technology to develop, to erase greenhouse gases and stop the global warming. We do not have enough time to wait in this critical, dangerous period of world peril. It will only worsen the effect if we keep waiting longer and longer. We have to start to be vegetarian, because a noble lifestyle, a compassionate energy will dispel all the bad karma, all the negative influence that has been created from the killing of other beings. They have been crying, screaming, and their suffering reaches heaven and pierces the earth. We cannot reap anything good out of something so bad like that. We must foster loving kindness. We must begin benevolent action. Just to be vegetarian, that's very simple. Nothing else truly necessary for the moment. Thank you.
За баярлалаа. Зохион байгуулалтаа саяллаа.
We can also try to create a more conducive environment for vegetarianism. You can write to your government. Yes, you can pass out urgent information about meat harm and vegetarian good to save our planet. See, you tell them all. you print out all the information in a small leaflet and pass it out whenever you can. Concerning government, I don't have power to change any nation's policy, but I'm trying hard to, like, writing letters or having television, hoping people will listen. Please do your part in your country. I trust in you, young people. You have the power of the present and the future. You have the power to protect our planet. Please use it. Thank you so much.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The next questioner is Barazo Demchik, head of Anhushuk, NGO of Southern Gaviama Province.
За төгс гэрсэн их багш Шанхай танд энэ өдрийн түмэн амар амгланг альтгая. Ингээд эртвэд эдүүгийн монголчууд яаж холж байсан тухай нэг хоёр өгүүлбэр хэлээд нэгэн хүсэл тагмаар байна. Монголчууд үед дэлхийн соёл иргэншлийг хөл алдан дуурайж хэрэглээний соёлгээчд уруу татагдсан улс юм аа. Уг нь ухамсараа авч үлдэхийн тулд өдөр тутмын гал тогооноос хүртэл цэрвж бүх үндэстэн хоолны хойноос хөөцөлдөж байхад бид ганцаараа олон зууны зуунд араараа сууж үлдсэн улсаа. Бид цадл идэх нь бүхэл гадна ургасан байгалийн хүнсэнд ам хүрдэггүй байсан цаг саяхан юм аа. Монголчууд үндэстнээр цагаан хоолтон байсан. Тэгээд нэг л өдөр үүнийгэ бүдүүлэг гэж ойлгоод соёл төмөс болох гээд амьтны ам таслах дон шүүлчсэн юм аа. Одоо эргэж хуучин голдролд нь оруулах арга чарга хайсан хүн энэ улс орны хамгийн тэнэг мэтэр ойлгогдогч гажууд л ус байгаа. Дэлхийн гамшиг боллоо гэхэд ядаж хамгийн бага хоолыг амин зуулга болгож чадсан хүнд тэсэж үлдэх болов уу гэж бодож байна. Та юу гэсэн болоо?
Greetings to you, Supreme Master.
Greeting to you.
We Mongols lost our mind while trying to imitate the so-called civilized world and are taken over by consumerism. We were once the nation that was more concerned about our consciousness rather than our physical body. When all other nations were chasing their food, we somehow managed to stay behind, not having daily cooking or by not developing a national cuisine at all. Until recently, Mongols did not even touch the food naturally grown right next to them, let alone be bothered whether they filled their stomach to the fullest satisfaction. Unfortunately, one day we decided that it was not civilized, and while trying to become cultured, we got infected with the mania for taste. Today, anybody who is trying to bring us back to the old-time reasonable habit is regarded the biggest fool in the country. If the disaster comes to this world, do you think that people with the minimum food habit have a better chance for survival?
Yes, I do think so. I do think people with the minimum food habit have more chance to survive. Because also we don't need that much food. Yes, if we eat too much, sometimes we cannot even think. Even vegetarian food, we don't have to eat so much. So right now, most important is we have to try to avoid the disaster that we are going to lose the planet, lose our home. Actually, we should not have to worry about food because we have it abundantly on our planet. It's just that we have to use it wisely. Instead of using it to feed the animals, we use it to feed human, and that will be fine. Regarding the Mongolian old cuisine, you know, without cuisine, I like that very much. I like that concept very much. I wish that the Mongolian can return to their original tradition of non-cooking and more vegetarian, you know, living according to the high moral standard of Buddhism. So now it is maybe the time to bring it back again. Maybe people will listen this time in the dire situation of our planet. We should remind everyone to be veg, to invoke the mercy of the Buddhas, and we will be better protected. You see, studies have shown that if the grain currently go into livestock animals for feed, if we feed it to humans, then all the hungry in the world will disappear, and the reversal of global warming from a vegan diet will result in more plentiful growing conditions. So we even have more food than now if we turn to vegetarian diet. We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before, volcanoes, ice melting, and many islands, many nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And the climate has become, you know, very, very strange. Like, it became warm where it should be cold, and it became cold where it should be hot. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, like those in Mongolian of the old time, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. Thank you for bringing that back up, sir. We can still do that. It's not too late.
Thank you, Master. As Master say, it is time for us to embrace our ancestors' values. Our ancestors of Mongolia, 9 months a year on vegetarian food, it is time to embrace back the value.
Wow! How about that? Even 9 months a year. So just another few months, I think the Mongolian can do it, no big deal. Let's make Mongolian the first ever vegan or vegetarian country in the whole planet.
Yes, Master.
Let's do it, just a few more months.
That's a great challenge.
Can we do that?
Sure, we can do it.
Our ancestors respected that value, so I'm pretty sure, and I'm challenging Mongolians to re-embrace that value again, the vegetarian
diet. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Mongolian has such a beautiful tradition. Now it's easy for Mongolian to lead the world into doing it. Maybe if Mongolian can do it, everybody can look up to it and say, oh, they can do it, we can.
Yes, Master, that is true. That is true.
Wonderful tradition. Please, please, please do it. Please tell your people to return to that diet. Ask your audience if they're okay with that.
Shall we do it?
Yes.
That is, Sanya.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Our next question comes from
Toktun Jargal Jamsrang, Director of the Sector of Diet Treatment, Mothers and Children's Research Hospital of Mongolia.
Welcome, madam.
Танди өнөөдрийн ямар амгалангай айлтгай. Тантай өнөөдөр ингэж учирч байгаадаа би төөлөх баяртай байна. Монголчууд бол ерөөсөө махгүйгээр амьдралаа төсөөлөх аргагүй гэж их ярьдаг. Тэгэд энийг бол цаг агаарын дим эрс төрс уур амьсгалтайгаа нэлийн холбон тайлбарладаг. За тэгэд гэвч бол сүүлийн үед бол биднүүсийн дунд цагаан холстон маш ихээр нэмэгдэж байгаа. За эдгээр хүмүүс маань бол маш сайхан дим эрүүл сарул амьдарч байна. А тэгэд энэ хүмүүсээ бол цагаан холтой хүмүүсээ бид нэр дагаж дуурахын оронд шоолох, амны зугаа болох нь бол одоо хүртэл их байдаг. За тэгэхээр ер нь бол бид нар цагаан хоолныг маш их ингэ шоолоод байдаг. Тэгээ нүгэл буян ялгас сурахын тулд бол заавал ч үг гэгэрсэн байх ёстой юу? Билгийн үдэ заавал ч үгүй нээлгсэн байх ёстой юу гэж асууж яа.
Greetings to your master.
Greeting.
Mongols believe that they cannot survive without meat diet. They like to explain and justify this by the extreme climate of the country. However, in recent years, the number of vegetarians amongst us increased significantly. They are living a healthy, normal life. The rest of us, instead of following their example, tease them, make fun of them. Do you think it is really necessary to have our wisdom eye opened in order to see right from wrong, virtue from sin?
Madam Jamsran, San Yu.
San Benota, San.
Yes, to some extent, our own wisdom should be rekindled again in order to be more aware of right from wrong and to distinguish virtues from non-virtues. But many of us know these things deep inside already. And the Buddhist teaching has made it very clear, but may need reminding, huh? This is what we are doing in spreading the message through the Supreme Master television and the SOS flyers and booklets, etc., etc., and vegetarian diet, etc. We try our best to inform others and to tell them to wake up, you know, be awakened again to their own self, their true great self. Beyond that, everyone has to be responsible for themselves in upholding these standard of values in our own lives. As you said, Madam Jamsran, the health of the vegetarians in your country is a testimonial to its physical benefit. In more and more scientific circles, throughout the world, the vegetarian diet is being recognized and held for its exemplary contributions to physical health. Many world-class athletes, you know, even boxers, bodybuilders, champions of Olympic, etc., have chosen to forego animal products without any sacrifice to their endurance or agility. In fact, they report experiencing greater strength and stamina. So perhaps you can spread some of this updated information, which is freely available from our website, suprememastertv.com, or from our association members in your country. We'd be so glad to work with you to spread this message, and we would be happy to provide whatever you need so that you can convince other people. Additionally, beneficial is the peace of mind that comes from a vegetarian diet. This is the peace of mind knowing that one is living in such a way as to preserve the planet, not just for ourselves, but for future generations. That is truly a heroic action. So, to present the vegetarian solution, we can tell people that there should be a hero now. They should save the planet. Because it is true that if we don't act quickly, our children will not be able to survive, much less be able to enjoy any meat or anything else. Just forgo meat and we have everything again. We have the same and better planet, and we will be more clear in the mind to even invent incredible apparatus in the future. UFO even, who knows? And we can visit other planets and enjoy abundance and more civilized, more comfortable world. Thank you, Madam Chamsran.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets,
nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
It is thrilling to announce to you again that this conference is broadcasting live all around the world through Supreme Master Television and suprememastertv.com and TV9 in Mongolia. So let's continue.
Thank you again, the TV9.
The next questioner is Altan Hoyig Lovsundurj, teacher of Manus Medical University.
Танаас асуулт асуух боломжтойсанд би их баяртай байна.
Сэн баньо.
Баярлалаа уушаа. За, монголчууд бидний амжиргааны онцлог нь нүүдлийн соёл иргэншил юм аа. 420 гаруй төрөл зүйлийн ургамлаар хоолддог 5 төрлийн малыг ашиглан ашиг шимийн хүчээр ирсэн билээ. Үүнээс монголчуудын дээдлэн хүндэлдэг эдэний дээж нь сүү цагаан идэ юм аа. Төр дэхлэн сүүг нь эвлгэж өгсөний дараа сүүг нь гараараа сааж маш олон төрлийн удаан хугацаагаар хэргэлдэг чанартай амин дэмээр баялаг эдэ ундааг махны оронд хэргэлж байсан сайхан уламжлал одоо ч хөдөө хадгалагдсаар байна. Цаашид нүгэл хилэнцгүй цагаан эдэний хэрэгцээг боловсруунгүй зохистойгоор хэрэглэхэд юуг анхаарахд хэрэгтэй вэ? Энийг хэлж өгнө үү та.
Dear Master, I'm really grateful and honored to have a chance to ask a question from you. Honorable Supreme Master, the sustainability of life and the source of income is dependent on nomadic livestock breeding in Mongolia. We have 5 kind of livestock who consume over 420 kind of species of vegetation. From these animals, we get milk that we revere very much. We make sure that the young of the animals are first allowed to be fed by their mother's milk before we milk the animal with our own hands. Then we use the milk to create all kinds of dairy products, which we use as a substitute for meat. This kind of practice is still strong in the countryside as the way to avoid animal slaughter and the dairy is cruelty-free. What should we take into account if we continue the use dairy products?
All right. Mr. Lusandorji, thank you for your question, which is very, very comprehensive and very understandable for the lifestyle of the Mongolian. I do understand that, and I do respect the way of life that the Mongolian practice with very much consideration for the animals. And because the cow lives completely naturally, with no artificial intervention or mistreatment, then perhaps in this case it is okay. But even better still is the milk from the soya, yes, and the mother milk for the children, and for the babies, and soya milk for the children onward. It has all the nutrition that we need. And the protein of the plant-based or soya is even best suited to humans' consumption and digestion, more so even than milk. Recently, there was a research stating that during the time that the children are in school, they were forced to drink milk and take dairy product And during that time, they have more coughing or asthmatic symptom. But this symptom stop immediately during the summertime when the children don't go to school and don't take milk that frequently. And another example is in elder women, the condition of fragile bones is more frequent in countries where dairy products are consumed in large quantities. Also, it has been shown that humans lose their ability to digest lactose by the time we're 4 years old, which causes the problem in absorbing the milk protein after that time. So furthermore, humans are the only beings that drink the milk of another being. So you can switch from the cow's milk as well as animal-based industries that use the goat to, instead planting, we can plant organic fruit and vegetable. Soya milk is very good, and we have even rice milk, we have almond milk, we have all kind of other tasty and nutritious milk, which give us no allergy, give us no health problem. That is the best solution and the most noble example. Nowadays, we have tons of veggie material that can replace everything, even cashmere. I wear all the time the veggie fur without animal product, without animal fur, and it's even warmer. In your country, Mongolia, 45% of your livestock is goats, and the goats are the one who destroy the pasture the most because they eat also the root of the plant. So the overgrazing and overstocking has happened due to cashmere production. Yeah, not just the cow. And even if we treat the animals so kindly the way the Mongolian do, it is still better for us to use animal-free diet. Unless we have just a couple of cows in the house as a pet, and they have extra product like milk, and they give it to you, and if you like to use it now and then, it's fine. But it's the best for us, for the planet, is to have less animals. Because animals, they emit methane gas, which is the very lethal greenhouse gas, which causes global warming more potential than the carbon dioxide, you see? So being kind to animals is also being kind to ourselves. And the animal product or the animal raising is the cause of global warming. So it is good that we sacrifice even the dairy product to protect our planet for our children. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Master.
Yes. We don't even need cashmere. We have, artificial fabric, which look fantastic, elegant. I wear them all the time.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next questioner is Bodjao Sivjit, Senior PhD in Medical Science, Senior Professor, National University of Medical Science.
Welcome, sir.
Assalamualaikum.
Самбано.
Цаг үе олсон онцгой арга хэмжээнд оролцож байгаадаа би талархаж байна. Миний хувьд сүүлийн жилүүдэд хоол ухруулах эрдэнэ эмгийн судлалыг дагнан эмчилж байгаа эмч хүн. Би танаас нэг асуулт асууя. Би C вирусээр үүсгдсэн одоо элэгний архыг өвчтэй хүмүүс цагаан хоолыг хэрэглэхэд уурга дутгдах уу? Уурга яаж нөхөх вэ?
Dear Master, I'm glad to be a part of this event, which is being held at a very significant time. In my case, lately, I'm working specifically with healing the digestive organs. Supreme Master, I have a question for you. Do you think that people have infected by BC virus will lack protein if consume a vegetarian diet? How do you suggest they get enough protein?
All right, sir. You see, the virus B affect people through the disposable unhygienic syringe and cause the liver to become hard. So it is contracted through unclean needle, through the blood of another also. And virus C is contracted through unclean hands as well. So we just need to be more hygienic in handling this. Yes. Thank you anyway for your question. First of all, in the case of animal protein, excessive amounts can actually cause health problems, not helping, including kidney failure from calcium imbalance. Studies have also shown that people who eat meat have even more vitamin deficiencies than vegetarians, 7 times moreover. Furthermore, if you are vegetarian, your immune system is even stronger, so you will not catch these diseases even. Professionals in the field of nutrition state that the vegetarian diet, especially organic vegan diet, is the one people should turn to when they have health problems that cannot be cured by other means, even medicine and the latest invention of modern technology even. So these same persons often experience beneficial changes very quickly and cure for long-lasting health. Vegetarians have been found to live up to 15 years longer than their meat-eating counterparts. And in terms of acquiring protein, there is plenty that can be found from all sorts of beans, nuts, tofu, gluten, corn, rice, and seeds. We have this information stated on our alternative living flyers. Our association member in Mongolia will be glad to give it to you. So the animal-free lifestyle is a successful, productive, healthy, and frugal way to live for everyone. And it also helps to save the planet. We have more info concerning these issues if you please log on to suprememastertv.com. Our Mongolian association members will help to provide these or to help you to do research on our website. Thank you, Professor Sevgic.
Thank you.
Манай ухаарлын үгс нэвтрүүлгийн дугаарыг сэтгэл гарган үзэн сууга үзэгч та бүхэндээ баярлалаа. Төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхайтай хийсэн дэлхийн дулаар цаг үрийн өөрчлөлтийн тулгымцсан асуудлаар СОС олон улсын видео хурлын 5-р хэсгийг маргааш хүлээн авч үзэхэн үү. Одоо алтан үеийн технологи нэвтрүүлгийг онцлох мэдээний дараа Supreme Master телевизээр хүлээн авч үзэхэн үү. Бид та бүхэндээ баяр баясгал, ив найрамдал мөн хөгжил цэцэглэлтийг хүсэерөө. Thank you for warm-hearted presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on tomorrow for part 5 of video conference with Supreme Master Chinhai Global Warming SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology coming up next.
write of them noteworthy news. We wish you joy, peace, and prosperity.